Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Holy moly, we're almost into June, and it's still raining. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it never rains in California, that's for sure, except now. Today is Sunday once again, May 22nd, 2016. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. We're streaming. We're not listening, but we're listening and streaming worldwide. I knew you were going to chuckle.
I have to this morning.
I know. I'm still waking up. I had a little bit of a headache last night. I don't know if it's the pollen or what, but, man, I still need more coffee. We are streaming worldwide. Go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. Huh?
Reading Patriots.
I did it. It's right in front of me, too. Mm-hmm. What do I got? What is it, like a little correction device over here now?
We're just making sure everything's correct, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Robert's with me.
We got your back. We're making sure that nano pollen's not messing with you.
Okay. So who meets by every Monday night?
The OFPTP.
The OFTPP?
The organization formerly known as the Tea Party.
Kind of like Prince.
Yeah.
Only different. Actually,
a lot.
A lot. And where is the location at?
It's on Pacelli Lane. What's the address? 3276? Am I correct?
The Vineyard.
Ding, 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 ding. She got it right.
Hey, pretty good.
And what do they stand for?
Oh, are we doing a question or what?
Oh,
limited
you're
government?
Limited government fiscal
responsibility and inheritance to the Constitution.
He's looking at my Cliff Notes, and I'm enjoying my coffee.
Well, you're the one that put the laptop where I could see it.
You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind. A very good program this morning, and the website is SOJ51.net. You need to go there and get active and engaged start helping with the movement to get some sovereignty back in our lives and some, freedom and liberty. Shasta Lantern at ShastaLantern.net. Do we have any veterans events?
We do, coming up on Memorial, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Do you know the addresses?
Do I know the addresses? Gas Point Road, Igo, California. I know that.
What day are they on?
The 30th, Memorial Day, Monday.
So, okay, what time?
5:55 should be flyover. 5:55 on that one.
30. Nobody told me there's going to
yeah.
be a quiz. This
also,
morning.
There will be services at, well, at, some people call it Reading Memorial or McDonald Cemetery at 10 a.m. Be serving breakfast out there at 9 a.m. and services start at 10.
Very good. And we have a special guest here in the studio with us today. And I'll let you do the introductions because he's your guest. He's
well,
our guest.
He's our guest. We have Preston Sharp in the studio with us this morning. And Preston's been on with us before, and he's also been in Enjoy Magazine this last month. He's the guy that takes care of all the veterans at Reading Memorial or McDonald's Cemetery.
When you say takes care of the veterans, what do you mean?
He places flags and flowers and keeps their graves clean. Their graves, their headstones and everything. And
so how old is Preston? He looks like he's about 25.
I don't know. Well, ask him. How old are you, Preston?
I am 10.
10, yeah. Very. He's aging really well.
Nanopollen.
It's the nanopollen. You know, but in all seriousness, I mean, that sounds like something somebody older would be doing. I mean, what? I mean, 10 years old and you're out there doing some responsible, patriotic, admirable things, and I don't see that quality in a lot of 10-year-olds.
Yeah, and he doesn't just do it once in a while. He goes there at least once a week. At least once a week.
So what motivates you, Preston?
Well, at first it was my grandfather. And going to his grave on Memorial Day and putting a flag on it, and I didn't see any graves or flags on the graves
on
or
some
flowers.
On some of the other graves?
Yeah. And I wanted to help put flags and flowers on them.
So you must have really loved your grandfather then.
Yep, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I can relate to that. Gosh, I mean, it takes a lot of time to do something like this, doesn't it?
Yes, about an hour every single Sunday.
And you're going to continue to do this?
Yes, until I can't bend down and put flags or flowers on any of the graves.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, that's a pretty big commitment, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I seem to remember the last time that we had you in here, you were getting a little bit of flack either from the city or the
cemetery.
From the cemetery where they were actually removing the flags and the flowers. Do you have that resolved?
Well, they're doing it now. They're taking them off because they want to mow and do the weeds. And then on Memorial Day, we're going to go there all day and put flags and flowers out on the graves again.
So, on Saturday, is that right, April? On Saturday, he's going to go back and put all the flags and flowers back on the graves. So, for a memorial, they are present. And he would like to have some help, you know, from the community. I mean,
sure, heck we can yeah. get him some of that.
Yeah.
And also, he's looking for a little bit of funding. So far, you know, either it comes out of his pocket or what donations he's gotten in from
the Rotary
or whatever. He goes and purchases flowers and flags with that money and as many as he can and covers as many grave sites as he can. And sometimes he comes up short.
I see. We should also mention that he has his mother here.
Yes, April's here.
And his friend Aiden in the studio.
So what is your average cost to cover the full cemetery that you need to the veterans?
Well, it's $3 a piece for the flag, for flags, and $1 for red carnations.
Okay. And how many graves do you need to cover them all?
Right now. I don't know right now. I don't know how much, but it's probably more flags.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're probably talking about $5,000 or roughly to.
I have done 4,200 flags, and that's counting the ones that I had to replace.
So that's quite a bit more. Yeah. So we're talking triple that four. So you figure 12 plus. Then you're probably up into the $12,000-$13,000 range then. Yeah.
Quite a bit, at least.
Well, you know, that's for a young man to be doing this. I mean, that really says something. That gives, I'll tell you what, that gives me hope for the country. You know, you really give me hope for the country, because I'll tell you what, it's sometimes hard when you look out there and see everything that's going on. You know, to see the youth stepping up like this really does my heart good.
So, if somebody wants to help you or give you funds or both, what do they need to do, Preston?
They could go to my GoFundMe account, Vet Flags and Flowers.
What's the website address for that?
I think you just
GoFundMe
Fund me and type in Vets and Flowers.
Vets, Flags, and Flowers.
Okay, so GoFundMe, Vets, Flags, and Flowers, and it'll come up.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they're not able to go on the computer, or, you know, if they want to give it to you in person or something, how would they get a hold of you, or what should they do?
They could go to the Reading Memorial Cemetery at 10:30, and then I will be there.
On Saturday?
Yeah, I'm there every Sunday, but this Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, I will be there at 9 and be putting flags and flowers out.
So I just posted it on Facebook, and then I'm going to tweet it right now off of there, and then I'll go over to my other website, personal website, and hopefully get some hits coming your way, because I have like 5,000 people on my Facebook, so...
We keep passing it around, and that's why I asked him to come back in to kind of give us an update to what he was doing out there and what was going on, and how it was going, and, you know, how his funding was doing. I know that that's always a hard thing to do sometimes, is get funding for a project.
Well, it looks like he's got 53% raised for the Vets Flags and Flowers, according to the website.
Yeah, that was our goal. That was our goal when we originally set up the GoFundMe. I didn't think that he would continue this long. Those funds, you know, 4,000 flags cost quite a bit, and, you know, he's at 1,000 carnations now also. So
wow.
That money definitely went fast.
You must be proud of him.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Well, it is. It's hard, because you can't even get a lot of grown adults to acknowledge or take ownership of the responsibility that we have to our veterans and what they've given and sacrificed for us. And it's fantastic to see somebody so young willing to, you know, do the work when most kids your age are worried about Xbox or Facebook or something like that.
And he does it every week. At least every week, as Mom's saying. And I know you've told me in the past, he's out there whether it's raining or no matter what the weather is.
Yeah. It will be pouring rain. And I'm like, son, maybe we shouldn't go out this week because, you know, you were sick. Maybe it's not a good idea. He's like, Mom, do you think that those vets said, oh, it's raining today, so we can't go and fight for our country? And so that's a good point, son. So I go out there in the pouring rain and my rain boots, and we're out there putting the flags up straight.
What do you think you're going to be when you grow up, Preston?
Probably going to work in the Air Force or...
That's good. Both my granddads were Air Force. What service was your granddad in?
He was in the Navy.
Nice. Yeah. Well, and while we have you in here, your mom was mentioning to me and to us out in the lobby that You've gotten some awards. You want to tell the people a little bit about some of the awards that you got?
Yeah. I got a... I got 900 flags from...
Okay. What about the American Legion? Let me help you out here. Did you get an award or something?
I got a good deed award.
From the American Legion here. Go ahead.
We need to give April a mic here.
You got a flag that flew over Washington, D.C., right?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, it gets a little intimidating in here sometimes, but just got to relax and enjoy.
And you got an American Legion and Good Deed Award.
Not only is he putting the flags and flowers out at the gravesite, he's also gone out to the veterans' home and has sat and talked with many of the veterans out there, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. And got some really good stories and talked with the vets out there. Both men and women, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's kind of surprising sometimes when you do talk to vets. I get fascinated with some of the older vets sometimes when you talk to them and you realize some of the stuff they've actually gone through. You see this little old guy sitting there and you talk to him and you think, wow, you know, he doesn't look like he's, been through too much. And then all of a sudden he talks about something like Guadalcanal or Iwo Jima or whatever. And it's just amazing.
Yep.
Some of the things these people have survived. So have you got any good stories or?
What about Big Al?
Yeah. Big Al, he got shot down in his plane and, he got captured in 5 different places.
After he was shot down and captured, he was in 5 different POW camps.
Wow. What, the Pacific?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very neat story.
And he saved his diaries that he write every single day on the plane, too.
Wow. So he has all those diaries.
Yes, he does.
Is he out at the Veterans Home?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to see if we can get Big Al in here next Sunday, or at least on the phone. Europe.
Oh, it's Europe.
It was Europe.
He's in the... Oh, well, that's Mr. Rose. Oh, Mr. Rose, Frank Rose there. He knows the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you were so inclined, will you talk to the vets if you want to write down their stories? We'll happily print them for you.
Okay, I will do that next time I go.
Interested in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah, that's. I have a friend of mine. He's not alive anymore, but he wrote a book, and I'm trying to think of the name of the book, and it was a sort of a parody of his life, and he was in the European theater, and he was flying missions out of England. His name was Cassidy, Jim Cassidy, and he was one of the pilots, and he flew. They flew like 2,000 missions over. Europe, and out of all the missions, only 2 planes came back. Him and one of the other ones. The rest of them were shot down. I mean, he could tell you some stories about being in these planes. It's crazy. Kind of like what's the name of that one show with the Flying Fortress? I can't think of it. Where they
Memphis
all,
Bell.
Memphis Bell. Yeah, remind you of kind of something like that. I mean, those guys went through some crazy stuff.
A lot of them did.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
And it's important to keep their stories and preserve them so that, you know, we can pass that understanding on to future generations of what's been given.
But like Mark was saying earlier, you just never know when you meet a veteran what they did. And sometimes it's hard to get the story from them and sometimes not. Like Big Al, we don't know how. He's got like 5 diaries or something that a lot of them. There may be more than 5. How he even got the diaries back in. Because he was in 5 different POW camps over there. And so, I mean, just stuff like that is amazing to what goes on out there. And I'm glad he got to meet Big Al. I haven't had a chance to personally meet Big Al, but I've heard many, many stories about the gentleman. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, I was sitting here. I got this book posted. I can't remember the name of the book. I got it sitting there posted on my wall. That's that little one book in with a Bugs Bunny picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but for some reason, I can't come up with the name of the book. I think I have a headache and I need more coffee, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
So next Saturday, you'll be out there. And if people can find even just a few minutes to come out and help you to get the flowers and flags back on, would be wonderful, wouldn't it, Preston?
Yes, it would be a lot of help.
Yeah, we actually had a candidate for state senator get a hold of us and asked if you would like to have him come out. That'd be Steve Baird, is running for Senate District 1 in California, asked if you would like to have him come out and help you.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, well, then we will certainly pass that along to Steve.
Yeah, and anybody else, you know, that we've got a lot of people in the community. If there's a few more hands to help, well, I'm sure it wouldn't take so long for him to get them back up, because unfortunately the cemetery says that, how many times do they clean it? Three times a week?
Yeah, but they're only going to take it down this one.
Oh, yeah, which makes it bad that, you know, all of them got to come down and then they all got to go back up, no matter how he places them. And from my understanding from his mom, he makes sure that they're placed where it's really not in the way to do the mowing and stuff, but they still want them taken down. And to get them all back up, if he could get a few more hands out there, that would be wonderful, folks.
Well, I'm sure we can beat the Patriot Jungle Drums and get you some hands on deck.
Yeah, and funding, if you have it. Oh, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Mary from Reading that would like to speak with you, Preston. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, gang. Hi, Preston. Hey, Preston, I realize all the time you're spent at the cemetery putting flags and flowers out that there's somebody on the cemetery side that's taking them down. One person, 10 people, I don't know. But I'm going to show up at the cemetery, and I'm going to give them a box of candy, and I'm going to ask them to please take care of those flags and flowers. Do not damage them, and be very kind.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. That helps me a lot.
Yeah. We'll get that done.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Preston.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And that's what would seem to me, that there would be some kind of, you know, understanding or quid pro quo from the cemetery to kind of help and expedite the process and not be a stumbling block in the way for it.
Yeah. You would think they would, you know, if he's making sure that they're properly placed where they're not in the way, it would seem that they could work with him a little bit on some of this. But and hopefully more exposure that gets out there, maybe they will.
Maybe.
You know, so again.
Well,
we appreciate you coming in and letting us know and where people can go to help fund you and when you'll be at the cemetery. And hopefully you'll get more hands on deck, so to speak, to help you with those flowers and flags coming up and in the future, not just for Memorial Day. Is there any?
Yeah. I'm getting 900 flags from the Rotary. And
nice.
And this Thursday, I'm gonna go to Riverview and have lunch with them, and like speak.
Nice. And you got a couple more probably speaking engagements coming up.
Excuse me.
Now that you've met our mascot, Mr. Rose, out there, he's gonna hook you up.
Now
on
that
some
you're
different.
Famous.
He'll make you famous.
He's a young soldier of the graveyards.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
Have you got anything else, Preston, to say that before we go to a break?
Thank you. thank you very much for having me.
No, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for coming in, and thanks for your service out there. Yeah, very good.
We appreciate it. And we will be talking to you in the future, that's for sure.
And we will certainly do what we can to get you help.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. With that, I guess we need
if
to
you want
break.
To call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest release with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, food fans. Alton Brown here. If you saw my first live tour show, you may recall the magnificent jet cream, the mighty Mega Bake Oven, or a gaggle of belching sock puppets. Now we're cooking up my next course, Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, with new songs, new potentially dangerous demonstrations, and newer, belchier puppets. Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, fun for the whole family.
Sunday, May 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Buy your tickets now. ReadingCivic.com, 229-0022, or at the Civic Box Office.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Tell you, that's not bad advice right now. Yeah, put your hand in the hand of the man, because I'll tell you, I don't know, man, it's getting pretty scary out there.
Think just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. If you look at the, if you don't listen to the mainstream media and you actually look at headlines that are real and across the globe, it's kind of scary. You know, I mean. I'm looking at this little ditty here from What You Need to Know by G. Edward Griffin. excuse me. The money seagulls are heading to shore. Sailors say that when all seagulls head to shore at once, it's time to do the same. It's a sure sign that a storm is on the way. The following stories, and he's got his whole bunch of newsprints here, that the alternative news media. excuse me. I'm just clogged up to the max here from these pollen.
Nanoparticles.
The nanoparticles, exactly. I'm not sure whether they're coming from the trees or the plains.
I was going to say, does it matter?
Yeah, pretty soon we're all going to be as, you know, shrunk down to the size of tattoo.
The plane, boss.
But anyway, getting back here. It says some of the biggest players in the world in the financial markets are seeking secure ground as fast as they can. They are the insiders who not only have a clear view of what is happening in the economy, but some of them are the people who make it happen. If you think you know what lies ahead better than these people, then these articles will be a waste of your time. But if you think you have a seagull-like instinct for coming financial storms, then pour yourself a cup of coffee and read some of these stories very, very carefully. The first one is, George Soros is preparing for an economic storm. He has reduced his stock investments by 33% and increased his gold mining holdings by $264 million. Central banks are also running to buy gold. China, which has consumed 40% of all newly mined gold each year, recently bought Barclays' precious metal storage business. They bought the London Vault, by the way, of the LBMA. It is clear that these big players around the world know something about the coming price of gold.
So when do I get to print my own money to buy gold with?
Well, you could do that right now, and if you're really good, you put on your green eye shade, you go down to the basement, you know, you start cranking out, you know, Benjamins, and if you're lucky and don't get caught, you can do it right away. The problem is, if you get caught, you know, you'll be making license plates down there at Folsom or someplace.
But I've learned I just have to steal enough to pay the fine.
Well, that's it, you know, I mean.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
Cost of doing business.
It's the cost of doing business. If you're like the big bankers, you just get fined and you don't go to jail. There's no prison time.
If the fine's $9 million, I got to steal $36 million.
Well, that's what they do. You know, they print out $100 billion worth of phony money, and then they buy gold, and then they get a fine for 10% of that. So let's say they get $1 billion to a $10 billion fine. They just pay the fine. Nobody goes to jail. And let's get right back at it the next week. Yeah.
Oh. Not a problem.
Well, and I mean, the next story is gold and silver prices are still being rigged. Bullion banks like J.P. Morgan Chase are allowed to sell contracts for future delivery of precious metal far in excess of what they have. Now, I don't know if you heard that. Future contracts for delivery of precious metals far in excess of what they have. If you can sell something you do not have, you can sell as much of it as necessary to depress the price. That is, it's that simple. The current number of ounces sold in this fashion is now 500 times greater than is actually available for delivery. When the bubble bursts, and it must, the splat will be enormous. Those holding paper contracts will be jumping from high-rise buildings. Those holding gold and silver will be wealthy. Now, that comes from Money Metals 2016. Just saying.
Ooh, I like that idea better than counterfeiting. So what you're telling me is I can sell someone something that I don't own just as long as I promise to give it to them when everything falls apart and there's nobody to hold me responsible or accountable to the law.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
awesome.
It.
That's even better. Forget the counterfeit.
Yeah, right. That's it. That's the ticket. That's yeah, that's it.
I like it.
And then in the next story,
you just lie. Just lie about it. Just
yeah. How do you make the old Steve Martin thing?
Just
yeah,
lie.
I forgot.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot.
How do you make $1 million and pay no taxes? You just tell them when they come up to the door, knock, knock. Why didn't you pay your taxes, Mr. Martin? And then he says, "Well, I forgot."
Well, I would just like to let everyone listening to the show know that you can call here for a red certificate for every $50 that you. A red certificate's going to cost you $50, and for every $50 that you spend, I promise to deliver you $100 in any form of wealth you choose after the government collapses.
As long as it's on paper.
Yes, I will issue you a paper certificate. I will even go so far as to put a gold star on that piece of paper for you. It's a killer deal. It can't be beat. It's 100% turnaround. Who else gives you 100% investment? Go ahead and call now. I'll start selling them.
Bernie Madoff.
Just as long as you understand, delivery of your wealth cannot occur unless the government has collapsed.
Yeah, you have to read the small fine print at the bottom there. Yeah, because it's like in Venezuela, it has collapsed. Reading the next story, an angry mob executed a street thief by burning him alive. Okay, he had mugged an elderly woman for $5. As the country sinks deeper into collectivist ruin, muggings are on the increase, and so is vigilante retaliation. This is from the Columbus Dispatch. Gosh, do you think any of this should be making the news?
Yeah. Maybe because they ran out of sugar, they're going crazy down there, or what?
Yeah, that's it. They ran out of sugar. They didn't have any sugar to put in their coffee, so they started burning people on the street.
Yeah, or maybe it's the fact that the entire food supply has run out.
Yeah.
And now there's a shortage of stray dogs and cats.
Yeah, they started running out of dogs and cats. Now, this isn't really funny, but we're trying to illustrate that this is what happens when you keep printing money. At some point, the bubble bursts. Now, that could never happen here, right? Not in America.
No.
No.
No. We don't have any people going hungry.
It has never happened in America before and will never happen.
Well, that's not exactly right either. It's actually happened a couple of times in America, but not quite to the same extent. During the Revolutionary War, when they printed Continentals and it popped, they all, you know, the difference between now and then was they were like frontiersmen. So when the bubble popped, they knew how to go like hunt for food.
I was
going to
say they didn't starve.
They knew how to make buttermilk and butter, and they had cows and
with the current management expertise of our government and our public lands, I'm sure there's more than enough game stocks to feed everybody.
Oh yeah, sure there is. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you can't find better management, right?
That's why we're
just go out to the ocean. You'll get plenty.
Our deer herds are healthy, and our fish aren't irradiated by
not a problem.
Yeah, it's all good. That's why we're importing a lot of our meat from China and Mexico that may be so pumped full of hormones that anyone eating it might not pass a drug test. This actually happened. Okay, this is from Natural News. This happened to NFL football player Dwayne Brown, who has been eating contaminated meat while in Mexico, and then he couldn't pass a drug test. So, but we don't even know if the meat's coming from Mexico or China, do we?
Well, you don't need to know.
Yeah,
you
we don't.
You knowing is a harm to business, you commie.
Yeah, you commie Monsanto hating piece of counterfeiting. Terrible. Red-haired garbage.
Who cares if your oatmeal's not even safe to eat because it's soaked in glyphosate?
Yeah, so what if it glows?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the problem?
Fair enough.
Those are flavor crystals.
Oh, is that it? Flavor
it's a new crystals? Kind, it's a new kind of rub. Yeah, it's like for the barbecue, it's a new kind of rub.
Yeah.
New definition for Lucky
looks
Charms?
Like Ajax.
Yeah.
You know, it's the new Monsanto Cajun cooking recipe.
Yeah.
I guarantee. Yeah, that's an actual story. Look it up. Natural News.
I mean,
I have no doubt.
How bad is it your oatmeal's not safe? It's oatmeal. It's gruel. And it's not safe. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, with that, maybe we should go to a break and regroup here.
Yeah, if you want to call in and have a question or comment for us, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Deep sighs and moods of depression. Your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Be part of the Swing with the Legends Over the Line Tournament, Dinner, Auction, and Golf Tournament Fundraiser, May 21st through 23rd. One of 25 former Major League Baseball players will be at each table during dinner and be a member of each golf foursome, including Hall of Fame members Fergie Jenkins and Eddie Murray. The Swing with the Legends weekend is a benefit for One Safe Place, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, and the Colt 45 South City Park Security Fund. For more info and to get the best deal on the dinner and golf, visit swingwiththelegendsreading.com or call 244-0118, extension 202.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Queens of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the
God, I have a sudden urge for a Coke.
Weird.
Well, good luck with that, because they're not making Coke anymore.
Well,
out of Mexico and stuff. They have no sugar. I wasn't kidding. They quit.
It all depends on what kind you want, huh?
Well, there's that, too. The real Coca-Cola?
I want a Coke, and I want a hamburger with my Coke.
Fun. Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think you can win.
You want something better. Your Wendy's kind of
beef. Where is the beef?
Now we should ask, where's the beef from? Yeah. Where's the beef from?
Yeah, where's the beef?
Because it's like, you know, I got to slam this foreign meat crap thing because, well, maybe I'm not slamming the foreign meat. Maybe I'm slamming the domestic meathead, okay? Because didn't somebody that I watch these commercials on TV for, oh, you know, he's one of us. He voted against those backroom deals and the spending packages. He just forgot to not vote against Monsanto, and so we could, have labels on our meat where they came from, and
we don't want nation of origin on our food. You know, when I go buy a can of tuna, what does it matter if it comes out of toxic Cameron Bay, Vietnam, or whether it comes out of fresh Alaskan waters? What does that matter?
Is there any such thing as fresh Alaskan waters anymore?
What does it matter that he signs off on United Nations treaties that are supposed to supersede the Constitution of the United States, and then asked why he signed on these, said, oh, well, that's just, average housekeeping legislation, because he never bothered to read what he was voting on.
Well, you don't have to read what you're voting on if someone
pays you.
You
read it afterwards.
No, if someone pays you not to read it, it doesn't really matter then, because you just get paid, and then you don't have to read these things. And it's very time efficient.
Yeah,
but all the money doesn't show up at once.
Yeah, it's installments.
As long as it comes in installments.
Yeah, it's not being bought and paid for. It's more like rent to own.
Lease with option to buy?
Yeah, there you go.
Going back to the where's the beef commercial there, that's what's going to happen too. Have you noticed that the patties are getting thinner and thinner and smaller and smaller?
Well, that's because they're using less wood shavings.
Well, I mean, you don't need pig slime. Pig slime doesn't go good with wood shavings.
No.
There's a conflict there. Especially
glucose fiber.
The sabutirol and what is that other stuff? The glucose
fiber.
Is that
I don't know. I don't know. They got so many chemicals in it, and you can't pronounce what any of them are.
Basically, poisoned meat is coming up into the U.S. because, while sabutirol, I don't know how you say it, buterol, clenbuterol, slenbuterol, whatever, has been banned for use in livestock in the U.S., the meat we consume on a daily basis, unless organically sourced, is pumped full of a cocktail of harmful drugs. The drugs similar to the withdrawal arsenic drug rorarosone are quietly used in both chicken and turkey meat, exposing the public to elevated levels of inorganic arsenic. Pumping livestock full of drugs makes meat cheaper to produce. That's why they're doing it in China and in Mexico and then sending it to us to consume.
Yeah.
And not labeling it, so we don't know where the hell it's coming from.
But you're a crackpot to want to know where your food comes from.
Ah, you commie.
Yeah, you're just...
Yeah, but insane. Then they spray the fields here.
You conspiracy theorist.
And they feed it to the beef and the chickens.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, who needs that?
Yeah. If you can't pronounce an ingredient...
Bob's got something else. Go ahead, Bob. You got... We have the meats. Yeah, I'd like to know where all these guys are getting their meats from.
We have the meats.
At this point, if it didn't come out of my neighbor's pasture, I don't think I want to eat it.
That's where I'm at.
Out of all of the stuff that I know that's going on with our food and everything, the thing that hit me the hardest last week was my oatmeal's poisonous. Oatmeal is poisonous.
It's such a simple thing.
Well, we talked.
Can you get more basic than oatmeal, and it's not safe?
We talked about this because, we were talking about if Trump asked Bernie Sanders to be his VP,
yep.
Then it would unite the country. And the only thing we would have to worry about is Bernie eating some bad Quaker oats. Yeah. And
glyphosate soaked Metamucil.
Yeah, that's not brown sugar and cinnamon, Bernie.
What about some rice from California?
Yeah.
Give him some rice.
Well, I had a rice buddy checks? Point out something to me that had never really kind of dawned on me, because I always talk about how going back to eating garden-grown vegetables and stuff, and they taste so much better than store-bought. And a buddy of mine brought it up, and he goes, well, you don't know what a store-bought tomato tastes like or anything because all the pesticides are burning out your taste buds. It's not that it doesn't taste like anything. It's you got no taste buds left because of the poison on it.
I am so sensitive to any of the pesticides in any of the vegetables that if I even take a bite of the store stuff,
well,
I start sneezing.
It's top of the hour. They're going to cut us off. Stay tuned with Sovereign Minds. We've got Janet Chandler that's going to be in the studio, so... This has been KCNR 1460.
Maybe the saying should be, know your beef.
Know your beef. Who's the meathead?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I am Michael Harrington. The Secretary of State says former Taliban leader Mullah Mansour will not be missed.
Mansour posed a continuing imminent threat to U.S. personnel in Afghanistan, to Afghan civilians, Afghan security forces, and Resolute Support Coalition members across the country.
Kerry, who made his comments while traveling in Myanmar today, hopes peace talks can begin soon. Mansour was killed by a U.S. drone strike inside Pakistan. Officials are cautioning it's still too early to say what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804. Leaked flight data show trouble in the cockpit and smoke in a laboratory, as well as other alarms going off on the Airbus 320 before it plunged into the Mediterranean early Thursday with 66 people on board. Egypt's president announced today a deep-diving oil ministry submarine is being sent to the crash site to find the black boxes. The Senate takes up the defense authorization bill, and it includes a previously undisclosed provision on Gitmo.
The provision in the defense policy bill states the Pentagon can use the funds to plan or design new facilities in the U.S. to house detainees from Guantanamo Bay. At the same time, though, the bill retains laws that prohibit the use of funds to transfer or release detainees to the United States or to construct or modify facilities in the U.S. to house them. In addition, the Senate bill also allows detainees to plead guilty in civilian court via video conference and would have them serve their sentences in foreign countries. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
In a new audio message released late yesterday, an ISIS spokesman is urging attacks on civilians in the U.S. and Europe, declaring that the war against ISIS is doomed to be a failure. He says, quote, harass the crusaders day and night. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Even as President Obama arrives in Vietnam today, the country is voting in a once-every-five-year election for a rubber-stamp parliament whose membership has already been largely determined by the Communist Party. There's high hope for the Obama visit. Vietnam's government wants him to lift an arms export embargo so it can better deal with China over maritime disputes. And human rights activists want him to hold to account a repressive one-party state seen as threatening its critics. Voting was closed today, hours before the president's arrival, which happened just recently. The results of the election are expected to be announced within about 3 weeks. Secretary of State Kerry urging Myanmar's new civilian-led government to complete the Southeast Asian nation's transition to democracy. He wants the implementation of further reforms to enshrine free markets, development, and human rights, amongst other things. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A prediction that in just 14 years, two-thirds of the world's population will be living in cities and the urban population in developing countries will have doubled.
An agency of the UN also says cities will be responsible for as much as 80% of the global gross domestic product by the year 2030. Since the last UN conference on cities, which was held back in 1996, this report says the center of gravity for megacities, those with populations of more than 10 million people, has shifted to developing regions of the world.
Rich Thomason reporting. Today is Sunday, May the 22nd. It's the 143rd day of 2016. There are 223 days left in this year. On this date in history, 1913, the American Cancer Society was founded in New York. And on this date in 1960, an earthquake magnitude 9.5, the strongest ever measured, struck Chile, killing more than 1,600 people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, that where that cloud of sunshine just burns right through the, the ray of sunshine burns right through that gloomy cloud.
The cloud of sunshine.
Have some more coffee, Mort. I
believe they refer to that now as the reflective aluminum lithium layer.
Is that like the nano cloud of sunshine?
Yeah, nano pollen.
The nanoparticle sunshine cloud.
Yeah.
Well, that takes me right into this story from Medical Daily. Excuse me. Human attention span shortens to 8 seconds due to digital technology. Three ways to stay focused.
Huh?
Attention span shortens to eight due to digital technology. Three ways to stay focused.
What?
Come on, focus here.
He can't.
Sorry, there's something shiny outside the window.
That's the nano cloud particle.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I forgot. In the digital age where news is limited to 140 characters and conversation takes place in the form of emails, our attention span is shortened in a recent study by Microsoft Corporation. I would depend on them for information. But here's how you avoid it. Drink more fluids, exercise more, and avoid electronic devices.
What?
Drink more fluids, exercise, and avoid electronic devices.
Like, we put my phone down?
I think we should just keep doing this over and over. Drink more fluids, exercise, and electronic devices. I'm feeling much better now. I'm going to have some more coffee. I'm thinking I'm going to run around the block, and you guys can take over the show while I look at my phone.
There we go. I put my phone down for a whole 8 seconds. Can I go back to it now?
I'm feeling much better now.
I've already escaped the attention span.
There you have it.
Okay.
And 140 characters later, we have with us in the studio our special guest, Janet Chandler, who is running for supervisor in District
3.
I knew that. See, I knew that because my attention span is improving because I'm drinking more coffee.
Well, I don't have a smartphone, so my attention span is really good.
Oh, good.
Oh, so you don't have a smartphone? I'm thinking that having a smartphone could be dumb.
What?
Huh. Well,
I was looking at kitty pictures.
I spent too many years in a classroom watching kids try to use their phones underneath their desks and behind their books, and I realized the harm and damage that it can do.
Well, I mean, there's some wisdom, obviously, to that. Medical Daily is agreeing with you that you know, you need to put down the smartphone, unfortunately, at this point in time. It is a way of communicating in a very quick, efficient manner, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. So maybe we can figure out a way to have less involvement with our smartphones and the kids especially.
There's nothing wrong with technology. It's just when it takes over your life.
Right. I mean, it's like my grandson, Ethan. I mean, he's Mr. Computer Dude. And, like, when we say, hey, you got to shut the computer, I mean, it's like he turns into, you know, it's like...
it's an addiction.
Yeah, it's like...
It's an addiction.
Well, the technology is not necessarily the problem. It's what we do with it.
Well, yeah. You know, people plug their kids in at an early age.
That's true.
You know, you see them in the grocery store, and they're not even walking. And they've got a smartphone or something that they're and that's their babysitter.
Kind of reminds me of that old cartoon with Goofy, where he's walking down the sidewalk and he's Mr. Walker, and then he gets behind the wheel of the car and he turns into Mr. Wheeler.
Well, it's what you do with the technology and how you use it. I mean, you can look at it that, or you can look at it in the terms of Star Trek. I got a freaking tricorder, man. That's awesome. Oh. Yeah, I have the accumulated knowledge of humankind at my fingertips, and now I'm going to go look at Facebook.
She's about...
That's the problem.
She's about to blow, Captain.
You know, if you can teach your kids the things to use the technology for, it can be a fantastic tool.
We need more dilithium crystals.
But they don't. It's an entertainment. They don't go on the other side of it. Well, what the good benefits it can have. And they are on them in school now. So how many hours a day does a kid spend on a computer, average? At least 8?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, between the computer and smartphones.
It takes longer than 8 seconds to count, so I never found out. It's like how many licks does it take to get to the middle of the Tootsie Pop? I never found out.
One! Anyway, let's get serious here, and let's talk about the issues. I mean, that might be an issue, but let's talk about what you care about for your district, Janet. You know, we know that you're a very big supporter of the state of Jefferson. And I know that there was a big article in the paper this last, yesterday, I guess it was.
Oops, I missed it. I wasn't in town.
I believe there was one this morning also.
I seen it yesterday, so I don't know. Maybe there was one this morning, but it was talking about the candidates and who was for and who was against the state of Jefferson. And you're for the state of Jefferson. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, because the state of Jefferson is working for representation. It isn't as if everybody woke up one morning and thought, gee, wouldn't it be fun if we created a new state and we could have things our way? No. Anybody involved in Jefferson knows that it's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of heartbreak and heartache. We would love to just stay in California and have things work well, but what we need is representation, and we're not getting it. And that's all Jefferson is trying to do, is to create representation for the people in the North State who are underrepresented due to being an underpopulated area.
Well, I like this is an article, you might want to pick it up, by Joe Sadlowski. I guess that's how you say his name, Sadlowski.
Sadlowski, I can never get his
name. Sadlowski. Sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Joe Sadlowski. Anyway, of the record Searchlight, the State of Jefferson movement may seem to have gone quiet. No, that right away ticks me off.
Yeah.
Because, no, the State of Jefferson movement hasn't gone quiet. You guys just don't report on anything. I mean, good grief.
You got to leave your desk to find those things out.
No, they don't even care. They brought this up because it's probably getting out of hand. And you know, we've got the elections coming up, so they want to point out who's for and who's against. But the fact is that the State of Jefferson has been going gangbusters now for quite some time, and they're not going to be able to stop it. So now we get a report. I mean, what is one article that...
If the Record Searchlight and other news agencies in Shasta County had done as much to tell about the state of Jefferson as they have done to ignore the state of Jefferson, we would be a lot farther along in our quest for representation. where have been the articles? Where have been the fair articles? I know that the proponents of the state of Jefferson have talked to the people in the record searchlight, and they don't come back with a fair and balanced representation of what those people are after.
Until we're blue in the face. They can't even report it right.
Yeah. They don't want it, and so they are working against it. And our own supervisors keep saying, well, Brian Daly is doing the right thing. He's working to get representation.
He's going across the aisle.
Right. Well, that's very nice, but going across the aisle is not going to get anything done when the people across the aisle don't care what happens to us.
Well, if you're going to go into a negotiation with somebody, don't you need leverage on your side, too? Don't you need something that they need?
Yes, and begging is not a leverage.
Yeah, that seems exactly. to be the case. So that's what it's like going in there and saying, oh, please, can we keep our gun rights?
Yeah, come up to Northern California, and I'll show you how we live, and I'll show you the problems that we have. And they do. They come up, and Brian shows them around, and that's very nice. But then they go home, and they vote for their districts. They're not going to vote for ours.
Well, let's take Pam...
Giacomini.
I just call her the bobblehead.
The bobblehead. So nice, Red.
Which is no way endorsed or supported by Janet Chandler or her personal opinion of hers. That's my personal opinion.
That's Red. You're listening to Red entirely. you know, and what cracks me up with these guys is, you know, she starts out with her little deal in the I wanted to say BS, but I think it's the RS, Record Searchlight. Jefferson supporters have undeniable grievances with Sacramento. This includes Northern California's contingent of lawmakers in the state legislature, which has too few representations to have any say. But the new state requires a long process with many moving parts that requires both California legislature and U.S. Congress to agree to it, and then additional steps to establish the state. The long, difficult process makes Giacomini doubtful of Jefferson's chances. I don't think it can actually happen. As put forth in the Plan B lawsuit, I would be interested in see how it moves forward. So, in other words, I'm going to jump to the head of the parade if it succeeds.
Oh, don't you just love it when these people who know nothing about it expand and expound and talk about what they know nothing? I have been involved with town halls and forums for the last 3 months involving the other two candidates. And their understanding of the state of Jefferson is no greater now than it was back in February. They talk about how it won't work because the finances don't show. But they have not gone to SOJ51.net to see what the finances
say. We presented them with an 80-page report that they requested.
That's right.
The Board of Supervisors requested an 80-page financial report.
Then they didn't even look at it.
We gave them 80 pages of data, and then they threw them in the garbage can.
And the other candidate talks about how it's not financially viable. But she's been saying that since February. Has she not gone to SOJ51.net and looked at the financial statements? It is viable. But they don't want to learn about this issue. They just want to keep repeating the same old song.
Well, and let me clarify, too. It says in June of 2014, Giacomini was one of the four Shasta County supervisors who voted against supporting a breakaway. No, they didn't just vote against supporting a breakaway. What they voted against was even hearing the presentation of the information. And they voted so that you can't even bring it up unless you have a majority vote on the supervisors so that you can even hear the information. So they're not really interested in hearing if it works. They're not really interested in seeing if there's a viable solution here. They're only interested in holding and maintaining their power in their seat at the legislature or at the Board of Supervisors so that they can control their district. And
it's worse than that. The people of this country have the absolute constitutionally guaranteed right in the First Amendment to petition for a redress of grievances. And over 200 people came to the Board of Supervisors and said, we have a grievance, and it's lack of representation, and we want to tell you a possible solution for that lack of representation. And the board said, no, we do not care to hear your petition for a redress of grievances. That is a violation of their constitutional oath, and they took that oath, and they are not abiding by it.
Well,
so it becomes criminal.
You know,
I agree.
The Constitution, really?
Oh, don't say that. It's a dirty word. You're some kind of kook if you bring up Constitution.
Extremist. Well, according to Leonard Modi, the Constitution's too generic a document to enforce.
How would he know? Has he read it?
The police chief.
Well, I bet he's never read it. I bet he doesn't know what's in it. And
you know,
yeah, thank goodness our police, our former police chief of Reading is so informed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all say, oh, you know, they all say that Jefferson supporters have understandable grievances with Sacramento, but they don't have any solutions. They don't. Their solution is what Modi says. Modi says he suggests focusing energy on increasing representation. One way is mimicking Brian Dahl's method. Reach across the aisle to cooperate on advancing the North State's interest in educating Southern Californians on how district Northern Californians' needs are. Really, they don't care about our needs.
I have one question. Brian Daly has now followed that policy for 4 years. Tell me one victory that he's brought home. One. Anybody. If you can call
in.
530-605-4567. In 4 years of negotiating with the enemy, tell me one victory that's been brought home.
And I challenge anybody to call in and tell us anything that any of these people have done to cure or to right the wrong of lack of representation up here. Has anybody out there got any solutions other than the state of Jefferson at this point? Call in. Besides, you know, going down there and begging the Democrats in Southern California to listen to us while they pass laws that tax us without our consent. They pass laws that take our water, our resource, our natural resources without our consent. I mean, come on. Anybody out there?
In 2014, when we went to the board and the board refused to even listen to a presentation on Jefferson, Pam Giacomini made the statement, well, I'm going to beat feet to Sacramento and try to see what I can do to get representation. Well, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
When did you beat feet to Sacramento, and what did you try to do to see what you could get done?
Well, and I mean, just a few weeks ago, we saw an article come out in the New York Times about regional government. And, you know, coming out in the New York Times blatantly saying that we need to divide everything into regional governments. Now, is Modi for regional government?
Oh, yes, he
is.
He is. Just look at the Intercoastal Range Conservancy. Talk about that one, of which Leonard Modi would be on the commission. And that's regional government at its finest.
Why would he want that power and authority?
Is there money involved here?
I can't imagine why anybody would want any more power and authority than they have already.
Yeah. Hmm. What about Giacomini? Pam.
Well, go to the other side of the state, and she's on the Sierra Nevada Conservancy.
Mm-hmm. So these guys don't want representation. They want regional government.
It works well for them, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's just like over in Europe. You know, if you're in the European Union and you get ousted in an election, then you go to work for Brussels where you're unelected and you can make more money.
I'll lay it right out there. If you're Pam Giacomini, who comes from an old logging and ranching family, and you and your financial expertise have figured out how to run your historical family business into the ground, and the only way that you can keep yourself afloat is with government grants that you obtain because you sit on a board to give the government everything it wants, how about that, Pam?
Hmm.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We have Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, and I'm proud to say that I have walked the neighborhoods for Carolyn.
Carolyn. Carolyn who?
Yeah, right. It's Chandler. All right. Okay. The opponents and other, we'll just talk about the opponents, are practicing hard insanity. They believe in doing the same thing over and over and expecting the outcome to be different. They all tout jobs, yet they're for staying within California, which is 50th in the nation as far as a job-friendly atmosphere. If that is an insanity, I don't know what is. And on regarding Dolly, the reason he goes across the aisle is because the restroom is over there.
Is that a transgender joke?
Thank you much. Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Gary.
Yeah, I'm more worried about transgender issues than I am representation.
Hey, can I bring up one other thing that always bugs me with these elected representatives? well, I don't believe in the state of Jefferson because I don't think it's financially viable.
Right.
Well, then how do you believe in California?
Yeah, that, I was just going to go there, Red. You're reading my mind because, okay, let's take Mary Rickards, who says the Jefferson proponents' frustration with California is undeniable and that, you know, okay, or is understandable. Okay, so it's understandable. And then, you know, being an, you know, as an agriculture and business owner, she shares it. I'm extremely familiar with the regulations. Let's see. I'm extremely familiar with the regulations. How does that go with the fact that the California lack of representation is understandable and that we're being, you know, and she's extremely familiar with the regulations, but she doesn't see the that it being viable for the funding. What does the regulation have to do with representation and funding?
It doesn't make sense to me. I know that both Mary and Pam were on the state fire board, and they were appointed to that by the governor. Well, when you are appointed to a board by the governor, then you serve the governor. When you are elected to a position by the people, then you serve the people. And that seems to be what they are doing, is serving a governor, not the people.
Well, and let's go into the financial stuff. Okay, you know, let's see. She would prefer to read an in-depth, impartial analysis of what Jefferson would gain and lose financially before throwing her support behind the movement. So she wants to throw her support behind the movement, but she's not sure that there's enough money on the table because we get so much money from the federal government.
No, we don't.
And we get so much money from Sacramento.
Well, it's too bad that there isn't a website like SOJ51.net where she could go and get all this information, but then I guess she's never heard of it.
Maybe she doesn't want to hear about it because...
Because I never mentioned it in any town hall.
You didn't?
Oh, no, I've kept it a big secret. I've never said SOJ51.net, not once.
So we could, this could be a breaking story right now?
Oh, it could be, yes. But let's not tell anybody. The information is there. They know where the information is. They choose not to look at it because they don't want Jefferson. It interferes with their ability to maintain power in California.
Well, and that's what we heard. The people over at the City Hall, I was listening, or the Veterans Hall this morning, I heard somebody, I was kind of getting bits and pieces of the State of Jefferson program. And, you know, they're afraid that they'll lose all their funding, okay? And if they lose all their funding, then they're going to get sunk.
Well, yes, the whole state, North State, that would become the state of Jefferson, will just have absolutely no financial resources whatsoever without California, because California has so much going for it. But where does all this money come from? It's our money. It's our tax money.
What cracks me up is, have you looked at the California model lately as far as their financial and fiscal ability to maintain sustainable numbers for taxes and everything else? I mean, has anybody looked at their financial position lately? They are sinking. The ship is going down. CalPERS, the budget, the speed train. I mean, we could go on and on and on. These guys are about ready to implode financially, and that's a good boat to stay on?
Sure, I'll take the lifeboat that's called Jefferson. I'm going overboard and getting on that lifeboat.
But it's a small boat, and you might have to row.
Oh, no, you mean take care of myself, do things for myself, be independent and self-reliant?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it sounds so awful. It sounds like an adult world.
I just want to get a hot tub full of Jello and lay in it and have somebody feed me.
We have a caller on the line.
That's
with that
an
one.
Image we've I got, did not need.
We've got Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, you guys. How you doing, Janet?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, Janet made a really good point, I mean, about how Pam Giacomini and Mary were actually appointed by the governor. It's sort of like, how many times do we hear things that are diametrically opposed to what they're telling us? Now, I want to give you a quick example of that, and I'd like you guys to touch on that a little bit more. That's a pretty interesting thing. I did not know that. Now, when you're appointed by somebody, basically you're beholden to them. Rob Rowan is a typical answer to that. His comment is, well, you know, I really don't have that much difference than Steve Baird. Oh, but by the way, I am the chairman of the Democratic Central Committee. And, oh, by the way, you know, I believe in gun rights and all that stuff. But, by the way, I was asked to run for assembly and then for Senate by my party. But I don't really agree with my party. So what he's trying to tell us and make us swallow is the same thing that Giacomini and Rickard's trying to do. That is that I represent one thing. In fact, the people of my party asked me to run. They're diametrically opposed to everything you people believe in. But, you know, really and truly, I don't agree with them all the time. That just can't be true.
Oh, those little campaign promises. Come on, Terry.
The point is that when you out and out think people are that stupid, you're asked to run, and then you're not going to do the platform, the party of Hillary. You're not going to basically do their platform. So how can these two people say that they're appointed by Jerry Brown and not do his bidding? I mean, how dumb are we, or how dumb do they think we are?
So what you're saying is Rob Rowan's trying to tell us that he's one of us, and some people believe him.
And how can they possibly even believe that when his own party has elected him as the chairman of their committee, and his own party has wanted him to run and run against Brian Daly? But, of course, he agrees with Brian Daly, which doesn't say much for Brian Daly. Point being is that how do you wrap your head around the naivety of people to think that you can get this kind of thing said? You can be appointed by someone and not be beholden to them. Or you can be a Republican like Leonard Modi when you truly believe in regionalism.
Well,
you truly believe in it.
I'll tell you what.
That on the water issues for the last 3 years.
I still say that the whole thing has got to unwind for California financially before people will pull their head out of the sand. And we're almost
not
going
to wait too long, my friend.
I know.
It's happening right as we sit.
I agree.
And Janet is a breath of fresh air because what comes out of her mouth is the truth. What comes out of her mouth is an educated truth. What comes out of her mouth is saying the things she believes in. And when she says she wants to represent the people, I believe her.
You better, because I certainly don't want to represent the establishment.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, that's you guys, it's a great program. Want to remind the folks again that at 2 o'clock in Colusa at the... gosh, now my mind just went dead. Where is that thing?
Veterans Hall, is it not?
No. It's at the...
Colusa County?
Yeah, it's in Colusa County, right at... gosh.
I'm trying to look it up for you here, Terry.
Grandella's Banquet Center.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Brain freeze.
Mike Smith will be playing there as well.
Yes, Mike Smith will be playing there, but it's going to be a great message from Mark Beard. I'll let you guys go. Have a wonderful day, and, great program. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
Well, let's go to a little break and regroup a little bit here and come back and hit some more of these issues and get the stuff out there on the table.
If you have a question or comment for Janet, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mountain.
Yeah, I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors. They include Russell Cleaning Service for carpet cleaning, the Shasta Athletic Club to keep you really fit, and Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor agent in Reading. Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. The coffee is starting to kick in. And so you can call in at 530-605-4567, or you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I'm going to look that one up, Jimmy. A Promises in the Dark, Pat Benatar. Yeah, we were just kind of talking about that, but, you know, we try to line this music up, and some days it works and some days it doesn't. Some days it's like, oh, gee, you know, me and Bob collaborate on these things a lot. You know, he'll come up with something hot, and I'll come in there. And, you know, I almost went on a disco rant this morning, and I'm glad I didn't, because I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Were you reading a story about Hillary's coke habit?
I'm blaming it on the Mexican meat.
Yeah, I almost went with Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. Oh, boy, we could go there, but I'm not going to. I'm looking at the Orange County Register. This is dated March 28th, 2016, so it's ancient news. And so 1.2 trillion reasons to reform pensions. Let's see. We don't want the state of Jefferson because we're not sure if we're economically viable. So we want to stay with the state of California, who
which,
just... It's okay. Who's just on their pensions is $1.2 trillion. This comes from the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research. Estimated, if it's accurate, this estimate, public pension debt in California is even worse than feared. Preliminary calculations from a forthcoming study peg the unfunded retirement tab for the state and local government employees at more than one. That's more than $1.2 trillion.
Well, it is accurate because the state of Jefferson had the exact same number 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We told everybody 3 years ago, $1.2 trillion, and all the elected officials and everybody looked at us and told us we were nuts.
So the Titanic is sinking, and we're arguing over which deck chair we're going to sit in instead of jumping into a lifeboat. It's just freaking unbelievably stupid.
And with that, we have Sylvia on the line for Janet. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. Good program. Thank you. And thanks, Janet, for being on. I wished I were in your district so I could vote for you.
Well, agreed to that, too.
My concern is, you know, I'm on a committee that worked really, really hard to wake the supervisors and the people of Shasta County up to the issue of CARB.
Yeah.
We talk about no resources here, having no money. If we can get the state of Jefferson and get rid of CARB, we can bring in some industry. That would help the social programs. That would help get people to work. It would help the economy. I wish you would address that.
Oh, thank you for bringing up CARB. The Record Searchlight recently just hammered me because I thought CARB was not what it purports to be. Actually, CARB itself is a state agency, but it's part of that non-governmental organization. We do not elect the members of CARB. They are just there making rules and regulations for us, but they don't even have the legal authority to make law and enforce it. They have to depend on someone else. CARB has a subsidiary called the Western Climate Initiative Incorporated, and all of the money that CARB collects through its carbon tax credits goes into this subsidiary, and they're making a fortune on California's carbon tax credits.
What's a carbon tax credit?
Yeah, that's that stuff that you have to buy in order to pollute. It's kind of...
I have to buy credits to pollute?
Yeah, it's one of those old Catholic Church-like things called indulgences, where it was okay if you sinned as long as you paid the church for the privilege. So that's what a carbon tax credit is. It's okay as long as it to pollute, as long as I pay for the privilege of polluting and pay the state and pay CARB, and then CARB puts it in their slush fund.
And then aren't people recipients of those carbon tax credits if they have a carbon zone or
something?
You mean guys like former Board of Supervisor Glenn Hawes and his mitigation bank?
Yeah.
You mean the guy that contributes dark money to the Wallner Family Fund that contributes to guys like Leonard Modi and Pam Giacomini? Guys like Leonard Modi and Pam Giacomini make sure that they pass things so that you want to build a parking lot or a building, you have to go mitigate something on Glenn Hawes' farm so he can contribute to a third party to their campaign funding?
Blasphemy, I tell you, blasphemy.
Stuff like that.
And if you're not sure that there's a connection between CARB and the Western Climate Initiative, Mary Rick Nichols, who is the head of CARB in California, is also the treasurer of Western Climate Initiative.
Not
only that, just a moment.
Go ahead.
Their money that they create, that they manage to bring in, goes through the state of Delaware.
That's right.
And Rick, you know about that.
Yeah, they're incorporated.
You cannot get any information on it.
The Western Climate Initiatives is incorporated in the state of Delaware.
And, you know, Sylvia, I worked with that committee with you, and the people that poured their heart, their soul, everything they had into that, and the response.
Their own
that,
money.
Yeah, money, time, effort, just everything was thrown at CARB. And the response that we get from our current Board of Supervisors was, well, we'll write a strongly worded letter. They wouldn't support the, you know, Sylvia and her team and the people on that board had all of the tools in the box, had everything to take on CARB and to win, and our board wouldn't support him, wouldn't support the truck driver that lives in Shasta County, wouldn't support the business that needs these regulations out of the way. And that committee did all of the work for him. All they had to do is put their name on the dotted line to go after it, and they wouldn't do it.
I went,
and now our governor has signed a paper stating that the biomass plants can only put out a certain number of megawatts of electricity, and it's not enough to keep these plants working. So by July 26th, you wait and see how many of them are going to close down and take the jobs with them.
Yep.
And then where's these slash out of the forest going to go that prevents the forest fires?
Exactly. And it's because he and his ilk and his friends are invested and these other green technologies that we're forced to use because of CARB. And
yep.
CARB actually goes way back to the 60s. The first law, the first regulation that CARB passed was regarding the amount of sulfur that could be in raw petroleum that was refined in the state of California. The only oil fields in the world that met that criteria for sulfur came out of Indonesia, which happened to be run through Dutch Royal Shell, and Edmund Brown's dad, Pat Brown, was the guy that created the banking corporation that funded and supported those Indonesian oil fields. CARB was corrupt from the very first day that it started, and it's gotten nothing but worse.
And as long as we're in California, we are under that system. And don't think that just because you're not a trucker that CARB doesn't affect you. It also affects the people who haul cattle. It affects the wood stove that you have in your house. It affects your plumbing pipes. It is
and
insidious.
The price of everything you buy.
Well, remember, our president told us when he came into office that under his policies, the cost of electricity would necessarily skyrocket. And here we are. Those rockets are bright and flashing in the sky.
I'm especially a fan of Western Climate Initiative's green Muslim crescent for their logo. I'm
isn't,
a big fan
that
of that.
Isn't that fitting?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
We should talk a little bit about these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations that receive their funding from, does anybody know where?
The government.
There's only one place that money comes from, and that's you and me.
Well, besides the Bernie Madoff plan where they just kind of make it up and print it, you know.
Well, if they make it up and print it, then we still pay for it in inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right.
And not only that, they illegally have dealings and a treaty outside of the purview of Congress
I think we lost
with other
some,
nations. Yeah. Western Climate Initiative, the state of California essentially has a CARB treaty with the country of Canada that is organized by a private corporation, which is Western Climate Initiative, that sells carbon credits according to an international treaty outside of the purview of Congress, and the lady that counts the money for that corporation is the lady that's in charge of making the regulations. It's
oh,
insane.
Let's just all start singing about the Coke. You know, we like to teach the world. See, we all want to be in perfect harmony with this global government that's going to be based somewhere in out of the country, run by a bunch of unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats, kind of like the regional government system, only different on a bigger scale. But that'll be okay because we'll be on the same plane as Venezuela.
Oh, I want to move to Venezuela. I heard they're doing so well right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just have to bone up on your cat and dog and pigeon recipes, you know. They're having you can have a cat or dog in a light almondine sauce with
roof rabbit.
Roof rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, folks, we're kidding about it, but this is headed for here. You don't think it's going to happen. Just keep spending, keep doing what we're doing, and it's coming because you can't avoid it.
CalSTRS, unfunded liability, 60% of gross domestic product. 50% of your tax revenue comes from 1% of your population that is fleeing faster than anything else. Do the math.
There was a big discussion at one of my town halls about the blueprint for public safety and what we were going to do and what we were going to buy and which agencies we were going to have and a sobering center and mental health facilities. And all of it costs money and how much it was going to cost per year. But there's no discussion on how they're going to cover these unfunded liabilities. And to me, that's just fiscal irresponsibility.
Well, and then you got the people that are all dependent on all this stuff, you know, going, hey, you know, what's going to happen if we leave California? Where am I going to get my check, you know, and who's going to take care of me? And how am I going to, you know, I need all this money to come in and take care of us when the real deal is it's not going to be there anyway. And if you don't take care of yourself here pretty soon, you're going to be in deep doo-doo.
Well, right now, the good news is that if you have a state pension, STRS, CalPERS, and you move to another state, you continue to get that pension. It goes with you. The bad news is the state income tax also goes with you.
Well, there you have it. And we're California is, I believe, the absolute worst state in the union at this point, fiscally and tax-wise. I think we surpassed New York.
How can that be? We're the eighth largest economy in the world. We're a regular rocket ship.
Except you don't have any fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like Apollo. Apollo 9,
Like Challenger.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, poof.
Yeah,
that's one of the. And it's going to happen on the local level. See, that's the other side of this. This is not just happening on the world stage, big stage of the United States. This is happening at a low level here. These people that are in charge, like Modi and Kehoe and Giacomini, and the only one I can say anything good about is Bill Chappelle, who's been on the one voice on the board who's actually been going against this stuff. But their fiscal policies are about to ruin us, and they're acting. I mean, I'm watching a commercial on Modi the other day. Yeah, we got to listen to everybody, Yeah, just I know it makes you. I got a tick going here now. They don't give a crap about us.
And yet, every time there is a spending proposal, where do they plan to get the money for their projects? State grants or the McConnell Foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the answer. Let's just all become subservient to the McConnell Foundation. Let's
pray to the turtle.
Yeah, pray to the turtle. I'm looking.
That raises the sales tax.
Yeah, and that's an interesting one, too. They keep talking about that half-cent sales tax for the city of Reading that they're going to put into the November ballot. Well, it may be voted on by the city of Reading residents, but guess who's going to pay for it? Everybody who shops in Reading, and that's most people in the county.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't go to another
county. That's Trinity County. Yeah. That's Tehama County. That's Lassen County.
So what a perfect sales tax to vote in for yourself, knowing that the majority of that money is going to come from residents outside the city of Reading.
They're
going
to have to bring them in because I'll tell you what, pretty soon we're not even going to be able to drive to Reading here the way they...
Oh, tax on your mileage.
Yeah. So let's just keep taxing. I'm looking at a quote here. This is from Raleigh Sally. As usual, she's helping me out with the words of wisdom for Sunday. Thus we have seen the many become the slaves of the few. Preferring the wretched tranquility of inglorious ease, they patiently yield to despotic masters. And this is Mercy Owen Otis Warren from 1768. So it seems that things have not changed that much, and this is the same story through the ages, that the many become slaves to the few.
Isn't that sad that things haven't changed and we're fighting an ages-old fight? But maybe that's the whole purpose, is that we fight and don't let it get any worse.
Hey, I'm not a slave. I can sleep in any doorway I want this evening.
Well, there you bring up a whole other issue, and that's the homeless who are wandering our county and have recently become a problem in eastern Shasta County. They're not from Bernie. They're not from Fall River. They're coming up from someplace else, but they are beginning to cause the same problems there that they have been causing in Reading.
Well, like San Francisco?
Yeah, they could be coming up from there, too.
Are you going to municipalities are buying them bus tickets to drop them off?
Oh, no. Could that be the reason?
Well, it's really it's a good deal because it's kind of like refugees, but they're coming from San Francisco because, right now San Francisco has the most crime of any city in the country as far as property crimes.
Filthy. When's the last time you went to Frisco?
I haven't been down there for a while because
Frisco used to be one of my favorite cities. As crazy as the people are there, it used to be an amazing cultural city and the beautiful things you can go see and go hang out for a day into Frisco. Have fun. It has become filthy. There's garbage everywhere. There's homeless on every corner. It's disgusting.
Don't park your car there overnight. Just to hear a word from the wise at a tip. Don't park your car there overnight because all your windows will get smashed out.
Well, you're seeing that right here in Reading. Just go over by the Veterans Hall. I mean, you're seeing the garbage and the stench. It's just Unbelievable. And yeah, the homeless people, they're everywhere.
They're camping out in the woods around Fernie.
You know, the Gem of the West has basically become an infected butthole down there. It's gross.
Oh, I'm not sure that that's called a Hooverville.
It's disgusting. And it's sad.
It's very sad.
It's sad. I mean, San Francisco used to be fun.
Well, and that's going to happen more and more as the economy tanks because, you know, when these unfunded liabilities start being called in and the reality of trying to pay those checks start to happen, you're seeing businesses leave California in droves because the unfriendly business climate here. You know, just to give you an idea, let's say that you had a little small family S corporation in the state of California. The fees to the state of California for the privilege of doing business in the state of California are $800 minimum franchise fee a year. That's a minimum franchise fee. Do you know what they are in Oregon? $40.
I wonder why people are leaving California. As I was walking the neighborhoods, talking to people and distributing campaign literature, I was shocked and distressed to see the number of empty and abandoned houses.
Yeah. And businesses. Yeah. And then you go, what will happen if we don't pay all our taxes? Okay, let's see. What will happen in places like, I don't know, South Dakota, Texas, Nevada, Florida, Alaska, Washington State, and Wyoming, who really don't have any state taxes? Well, they're still up and running because they get taxes from other places besides income and the businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be better, though, when we get high-speed internet.
Last time I checked,
into
Nevada...
the county. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the businesses will come in there.
That's just going to cure everything.
That's all it takes.
High-speed internet, yeah.
I drove through Reno a couple weeks ago, and it looks like Reno is growing in leaps and bounds. It's turning into a city because they don't have state tax, and they actually are business-friendly. Imagine that.
Hey, take a drive across country, as my husband and I did within the last year. There are places in this country that are booming. Oklahoma, parts of Texas,
Washington,
Arkansas.
Washington, D.C.
The problem. In Shasta County, if you want to open a business, you need permission from a turtle first.
From a turtle.
So if the turtle doesn't want you here, forget it.
It's going to be like the Bahamian Grove thing. It's going to be like the Bahamian Grove. We go down to the Turtle Bay, our arbitrarium.
Oh, great turtle.
Yeah, but there's going to be a hotel there for you.
Yeah, that would be great. I could see a big statue. Turtle.
I can stay overnight while I wait to talk to the great turtle.
You go down there and you go down and you hit the floor on your knees and you go, "Help, Mr. Wizard." And then Mike Warren comes out and he blesses you. And you become a non-governmental agency, and you get carbon credits?
Well, as for me, I fully intend to move away from the state of California, but I'm going to stay right where I am and move to Jefferson.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been talking about it a lot more lately. I'll tell you, I've had about enough of this place as far as California. If the state of Jefferson doesn't happen, yeah, I'm gone. I mean, that's a given.
It's happening.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah, it's just going to take a little time for everything to get in place.
It has reached the point where, as a retired person on a fixed income, I can't afford to stay in California.
Well, let's take it to its logical conclusion. Say everything the state of Jefferson's doing gets shut down, we get told no. Do you really think we, the people of Jefferson, are going to take that answer and take our ball and go home? What do you think comes after that?
Plan C.
Plan C.
Honestly, ask yourself that question and think about what happens. Because there's some of us that are just too damn thick-headed and stubborn, we ain't leaving. And we ain't
people
gonna
might get pissed off
is that
a bit.
Is that a threat?
And he ain't going to rub us out.
Is that a threat?
Metaphorically speaking.
No brag, just fact, ma'am.
First one that gets it's the turtle.
The turtle. I think we'll have a bonfire at the
turtle suit.
It'll be great. It'll be just like the Bohemian Grove. We can invite all the Bushes and the Obamas, and everybody will show up, and we'll roast marshmallows. And
as in, they'll be all in one place at the same time?
Can we invite Hillary?
Well, Hillary actually might be in prison at that time.
Hillary,
I mean, news to the contrary, Hillary is being deposed, and they're actually subpoenaing records now from the Clinton Foundation. I guess that just, you know, didn't overshadow Trump having some kind of a problem with his girlfriend 20 years ago. But it's okay. The first time in history that we have a president who could possibly be indicted, who is under a criminal investigation from the FBI and the foundation that they run for espionage and destruction of evidence. But that's really not important. I think we should send her an invitation to the what should we call it? The Tudor Turtle Grove fire event?
Yeah. The Turtle Pond Festival. Hillary's easy. Just leave a trail of speaking fees and cocaine, and she'll find her way.
The Pond Scum Festival.
Yeah. You know, and going back to CalPERS, it's really not fair to say that county staff and the Board of Supervisors don't have a plan. They've shown us their plan for CalPERS and CalSTRS. It's stick their head in their sand and prepare for insertion. That's their plan. They've shown it to us.
I haven't seen anything different.
They're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour. We will pick this conversation up on the other side of this hard break. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Maybe Hillary can get a cameo on Orange is the New Black.
I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The killing of Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Mansour in a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan is being greeted today by Kabul's political leadership as a game changer in efforts to end the long insurgent war plaguing Afghanistan. However,
it could go another way. There could be a leadership battle, if you like, with the other side of the Taliban leadership, which is extremely violent. But there is a feeling amongst the Afghan government leadership and others that with Mansour out of the picture, the Taliban may just enter into the peace process.
Correspondent Lynn O'Donnell. The new commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says he slipped into Syria yesterday to make his own assessment of progress in organizing local Arab and Kurdish fighters for what's been a slow campaign to push ISIS out of the country. Army General Joseph Fotel says his visit has hardened his belief the U.S. is taking the right approach. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee says a House effort to impeach the IRS commissioner will go nowhere in his chamber.
Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says while he and his colleagues don't always agree with the IRS commissioner, he's done nothing that's impeachable. The House Judiciary Committee holds the first of two hearings next week on IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. House Republicans have long been at odds with him in their investigation of the IRS's treatment of conservative groups seeking tax-exempt status. A simple majority is required in the House, followed by two-thirds of the Senate, in order to impeach Koskinen. That's a pretty high threshold that Hatch suggests probably won't be met. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Tragedy in Massachusetts early this morning. A police officer has died after being shot during a traffic stop. Officer Ronald Tarantino was shot early today in Auburn, about 45 miles southwest of Boston. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. Police are still looking for the shooter. Tarantino leaves behind a wife and three children. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
A Nepalese official says some 30 climbers have gotten frostbite or become sick on Mount Everest. in addition to two who died in recent days on the world's tallest mountain. A mountaineering department official says most of the sick climbers suffered frostbite while attempting to reach the summit or on their descent. Pemba Sherpa of the Seven Summit Treks Agency in Kathmandu says an Indian climber who was unable to move due to frostbite had been carried to a lower camp where attempts were being made to get her picked up by a helicopter. Earlier, a Dutch man and an Australian woman died of apparent altitude sickness while coming down from the summit. They were the first confirmed deaths on the mountain so far this year. When beachgoers hit the Jersey Shore this Memorial Day weekend, they might find parts of the shorelines narrower than last year. The stormy winter chewed up the beaches more than usual, requiring greater efforts to restore them before the summer crowds arrive. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Two companies have proposed offshore wind turbine projects for federal waters off Oahu.
Both companies are proposing to use a technology called wind float, where a turbine that stands about 600 feet tall is attached to a triangular platform which floats near the ocean's surface. The floats would be anchored to the ocean floor, and undersea cables would transfer the energy to power plants on land. Officials say a 400-megawatt wind farm could provide roughly a quarter of Oahu's power.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, May the 22nd, and it's a birthday for some notable people, including conductor Peter Nero, who's 82 years old today. Former CNN anchor Bernie Shaw turned 76. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Tommy John, 73 years old today. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, the Republican, 59 years old. Country musician Dana Williams of Diamond Rio, he has 55 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
back. Sovereign Mind Radio, Helen Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You can call in here at 530-605-4567 or get onto the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I just had a couple of stories here I got to kind of throw out there just for fun. I mean, you know, something we need to pay attention to. Let's see. First one from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. Oops, the CIA accidentally destroyed its only copy of the Senate torture report. This seems to be a theme in government. You just lose stuff. It gets destroyed. You wipe your server clean. If you just take a rag and you wipe it on the server, all of the contents disappears. And, you know.
It's like a mulligan in golf. Can I take a Hillary?
Can I take a Hillary? Actually, you know, I've said that, but it wasn't when I missed the swing. Sorry, had to say it. So then here's another one that, you know, here's a little gem. This is actually from Fox News. You know, flight logs show Bill Clinton flew on sex offender's jet much more than previously known. It was entitled the Lolita Express.
If Bill Clinton gets on a jet, doesn't it automatically become a sex offender's jet?
Well, it depends. It could have been before. It doesn't have to become one because it was owned by convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, and so evidently, you know, they have a past. They have Jeffrey Epstein was kind of like already in on the deal, and then, you know, so former President Bill, Mr. Bill, was a much more frequent flyer on a registered sex offenders in famous jet than previously reported. The flight log showing the former president taking at least 26 trips aboard the Lolita Express, even apparently ditching his Secret Service detail for at least five of the flights.
No.
you can't make this crap up. Okay, and this is the guy that's going to handle our economy if anything goes, you know. I mean, Hillary's not even going to just hand it over to Bill, you know.
Hey, have you seen Bill lately? That dude's got hepatitis.
Well, you know, you never know what he could have, considering.
He's not healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you know, his presence aboard the Jeffrey Epstein's Boeing 727 on 11 occasions has been reported, but the flight logs show that it was double that or more, including extended junkets around the world with Epstein and fellow passengers identified on manifest as by their initials or first names, including Tatiana. Tatiana, the tricked out jet, earned its Nabovan's inspired nickname because it reportedly outfitted with a bed where passengers had group sex with young girls.
No, you're wrong. Bill Clinton is one of our highly respected elder statesmen.
Ugh, that's just disgusting.
I guess, you know, this is not important for the first man.
No.
What is he? If she gets elected, he's like the first. He's like the first pervert.
Yeah.
The first pedophile. The first. What should we call him?
The first pervert again.
If you believe Roger Stone in his books, both Bill and Hillary have serious health problems.
Well, there is that.
Mental health problems, at least.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
I just don't even know what to say. It's just unbelievable.
At least Obama just goes golfing.
Frequently.
Well.
Yeah.
In fact, most of the time.
Ugh.
Nothing to see here, please.
And it just keeps going.
It never stops.
Now, another story here. Former FBI agent says that federal agents plant microphones in public areas in San Francisco to eavesdrop on conversations. The microphones are placed under rocks and trees, light fixtures at bus stops, and other places that people don't think about. Now, can you think of a better place to put microphones than bus stops in San Francisco, rocks, trees? What are they listening to? Who are these people?
It depends on if it's Mission District.
This is CBS. I'm not even. This is like mainstream. Even telling you this.
Yeah.
I think I'll shut that up. Yeah. Cabaret. While they play cabaret, Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about sick. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. That's CBS San Francisco posted May 14th story. Wow.
You just never know.
I'm at a loss for words at this point. What the hell are these people thinking? What the hell are they doing?
I swear to God, 11 years ago, it's actually more than that now. I went to sleep on September 10th and woke up September 11th in the frickin' Twilight Zone.
You were drugged by CBS, weren't you?
I mean, what are these guys hearing? You know, hey, we've got a hot one here. Hey, I want a Walnutto. I mean, what?
No. Okay. No.
You're dating yourself on that one.
You know, and then, I mean, we could go all through a little of the old Martin and Rowan there, but, you know, here come the judge. I mean, but really, what are they listening to?
Like I said, it depends on if it's the Mission District.
Yeah, what?
You got, what, Artie Johnson on the bench there?
On the bench, the old man?
Yeah, come here. Hey, excuse me, lady.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We got Billy Bob. You got a question or a comment for Janet?
Yes, for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I hate to interrupt the Sunday morning cartoons. You guys are a crack up. You guys are funnier than hell. Anyway, I got a question for Janet, if possible.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, in this recent boondoggle that the county supervisors did not help with was the backing out of 3M on that quarry north of town, and the 3M, it was supposed to be $80 million worth of construction and hundreds of good-paying jobs. And they backed out because of the reception that they've got in Shasta County and the supervisors. I talked to Chappell about it, and he tried to do something, but everybody else, Modi, all the other yahoos in there, they did nothing to promote that, and we lost their bid, and there we go. That's why we don't have any jobs, and that's why we got all the homeless. And I just wanted your opinion on that, and what will you do to promote a better atmosphere for projects like that to get through? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Billy Bob, for calling in.
I agree with Bill Chappell and his stand with the 3M. It was a possibility. Again, jobs. And he was the only one who saw that. I don't know what happens in the brains of the supervisors who won't listen, who won't take chances, who won't do something to progress the economy of this county. My main goal in running would be just whatever they are for, I'm against, and whatever they're against, I'm for. It seems to be the most logical stand.
Well, you know, I'm sure the Great Turtle was opposed to 3M. They don't want any other interest.
Now he's turned into the Great Turtle. From Tudor Turtle to the Great Turtle.
It just seems that
Charlie Brown cartoon.
The supervisors don't want to hear anything new. If it isn't their idea, they don't want to go for it. I look at the Costco issue, which is mostly with the city, but the county should be in there fighting for jobs, for progress, and they're not.
Well, there's been so many opportunities for Shasta County that have come and gone and just died on the vine because they're resistant here. Well, or they, you know, they want their payout for you to do business in Shasta County.
It's central government planning. I mean, it goes all the way to the top in Washington, D.C. These guys think they are so much smarter than everybody else. They think that their wisdom is the prevailing wisdom, and they're basically sitting back on the payroll getting rich.
There's one that's very close to my heart and very close to my residence. In Burney, Safeway is the only grocery store in town. Excuse me. And it is too small. It has not grown with the population and the use. And they came up with a plan to build a new facility. They had the acreage. They had the land. It was no problem there. They were going to build a larger store. It was going to have a lot of the amenities that the Safeways in Reading have. The people were excited. Here was something that was going to provide more jobs. It was going to provide better service. The county turned them down. The planning department would not go for a new, beautiful, usable Safeway in Burney because, according to what I heard, they did not want the old Safeway to become yet another empty building in Shasta County.
Who's in charge of that mess, Lee's?
I can't say who was there at the time, but it didn't happen.
Guess.
So Safeway remodeled their store. They did what they could, but you can't create more square footage. So it is a cramped store. It can't carry all of the brands and all of the choices that people want. They did the best they could. I don't blame Safeway. But again, here's the county. The county did not have to live with the consequences of their decision because they don't shop at Safeway in Burney.
It's because individuals of the county benefit and profit from the idea of keeping us as some kind of weird natural game preserve.
Right.
And it's.
I am not just for unlimited growth without some sort of control, but where it was necessary and where people wanted it, they didn't listen to the people. Some sort of lame excuse about yet another empty building. Well, just by chance, the old store next to Safeway collapsed due to snow load. I mean, it just collapsed. The roof caved in, and the whole building was full of snow, and it sat there for 2 years in this dangerous, unfixed condition until Dollar General came in. But the county didn't seem to care that for 2 years there was an unsafe building sitting in the middle of town.
That's unbelievable.
We got a caller.
Yep, we do. We got Nick from Reading that has a comment for us. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to bring to your attention that we've always had real deep thinkers on the Board of Supervisors in the past. You know, Shasta County could have had the Walmart Distribution Center. And as I recall, Maurice Johannesson was on board on the supervisors, and Molly Wilson and Francie Sullivan, I don't remember the other two. And they turned it down. That's why it went down to Tehama County. And I believe it was Francie Sullivan that said, well, we just couldn't find any place to put it.
Yeah, that was Three Strike Sullivan that tanked the Walmart Distribution Center.
So I just wanted to show you that we really haven't ever had any really deep thinkers on the board. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
You bet. Thanks for calling in.
How about drop that sucker right in the middle of Stillwater Park and fix two problems at once?
Unbelievable.
I have another story here. I have to get this out. Texas, this is Texas, and this is coming from USA Today, mainstream media. When it was discovered that lawyers in the Federal Department of Justice lied to the court about Obama's immigration program, they were not put in prison, disbarred, or even slapped with fines. Instead, they were required to attend so-called ethics classes.
What?
Yeah, so if you're a lawyer for the Department of Justice and you lie to the court, you have to go to ethics classes. It's kind of like traffic school, you know. They go in there and they go over all kinds of ethical things that, you know, you should be doing right. And
that's only if you work for Obama, right?
Yeah. You know, so... So they lie about this big immigration, you know, and the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. And have you ever tried lying in court and getting caught for that?
No, I haven't tried to. I mean, there's people that do
I think they actually put you in jail.
Yeah, they usually do. It's actually
a crime. And,
they usually prosecute.
Especially when you're lying about, you know, 100,000 immigrants who qualified as parents of American-born children were granted protective status, even though the government lawyers were, you know, had told that the program had not yet begun. They were implementing it anyway.
See, I always had a problem with delineation in college with my ethics class. I always scored really good on morals, but not very well on ethics. I could never separate the two.
Yeah. Well, they're you know.
Drove my professor nuts.
Yeah, right, wrong, morality, ethics.
I don't know. Attorney ethics is something of an oxymoron.
Yeah, it's kind of like military intelligence or jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to get that out there because this is the kind of crap that drives me nuts, you know. And we're talking about the same thing at the local level. It seems like these guys just don't care about the law. They don't care about the
Constitution.
They
think they're above the law.
They don't care about the, you know.
Nobody's touched them in Shasta County for how many years? They've been running the show.
My,
I mean,
my problem is when, well, basically ethics is the law, okay? But when the law becomes immoral, how can I be ethical?
You can't be, you know, because there has
that's
to be.
That's why I can never get through that class.
Yeah,
I couldn't break that that logic train.
Well, I don't know. It's I don't know. Let's shift gears.
Well, I was going to ask Jana, is there some stuff that you want to get out over the radio to the listeners that we haven't covered?
Well, there are always issues.
Yeah. We've got lots of issues, but something that maybe we haven't touched upon.
I have been sort of preaching the idea that in Shasta County we have what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly. And to me, the good parts of what's going on in Shasta County are all those things that are citizen involvement. The citizens take it upon themselves to get things done. They are the ones who are working towards a specific goal. It isn't county-driven, it's citizen-driven, such as the Fall River Bridge over in eastern Shasta County. That bridge has been scheduled for replacement for 7 years. The funds were there. And it was up to the county to inspect it. They did not inspect it. It was their job, and they let it go. And their excuse was, well, there's debris built up on the surface, and we'd have to clear out the debris in order to go down and look at the stands underwater. Well, so you clear the debris. But they let it go to the point when they finally did go down and inspect, they found out that a lot of scouring had taken place and it was no longer safe to use. So they had a meeting one night and told the residents the bridge will be closed in the morning without any input from public safety, fire department, sheriff's office, highway patrol, bus schedules, nothing. They just closed it. Well, a group of citizens got together and said, wait a minute. We're not going to wait for 4 years for you to build a bridge. You can retrofit this bridge now so it's usable in the meantime. And because they pushed, the county went with it. So they are now going to have a temporary interim bridge until the replacement bridge is built. Tierra Robles development in Palisadro. Those people are fighting a big development, 166 houses that the infrastructure cannot support. And they are doing what they should do, and that's getting together as a group and fighting the county, the owner of the building proposal. The windmill money in Bernie, it is not being spent according to the contract. Despite what our current supervisor says, the contract says that the windmill money for which the supervisors are responsible is supposed to be spent on the community of Bernie, which surrounds the windmill project. And she keeps interpreting it as the windmill money should be spent on Bernie and the surrounding communities, which is not the contract. Just three examples of where the people are standing up. Well, the people got upset over the expenditures, and they turned in a complaint to the grand jury.
Well, there seems to be a theme here about the citizenry is now getting more and more at odds with the government.
They are. I'm out there talking to them, and they're not happy. And one of the questions that I get asked frequently is, well, how are you going to be any different? I hate what's going on now, but how can I trust that you will be different? And it's a hard one to convince people, well, I'm going to be different because I am different.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and we've been getting nothing but crap for so long,
well,
from the politicians.
And they just expect it because that's how county government is, and
well,
that's sad.
With the bridge thing, if the county board of supervisors had any backbone, order the sheriff to declare the bridge a state of emergency for public safety. We've got the National Guard Engineer Bridging Unit sitting right there. Go put a bridge over it and then send the bill to Sacramento and watch how fast that bridge gets fixed.
You know, they actually did eventually do that. They could not put in a temporary bridge because of the configuration and the distance and whatever. But it was because the people stood up and said, we have to have a solution, and we're not going to give you 3 or 4 years to build a new bridge and have all of this shut down for 3 or 4 years. Yeah. It essentially divides part of the community from each other. It separates the Big Eddy Estates from the town of Fall River. And it is a 20-30 minute detour to get around it.
Yeah, that's not a health and public safety issue.
Oh, so, not at all.
So what do you do? Just not pay these guys? I mean, how do you get, I mean, just protest, get in their face, get rid of them? I mean, all the above?
You know, I looked back at a 2004 county plan, and in there it suggested that the county immediately take action to speed up the permitting process for construction. That was in 2004. Now, let me do my math here. That's, maybe 12 years ago. And when I brought this up at a town hall, the current supervisor said, well, yes, but the person who was in charge wasn't doing what we wanted. And so as of 2012, we have a new planning department, and we're working with them to speed up the permitting process, and we're working on it. Well, 2012, that's still 4 years ago. Yeah. How long does it take?
How do you work on it? You go into the office and go cut the prices of permits.
Hey, if whoever is in the job can't get the permitting process speeded up, then you let that person go and you bring in someone who will. And if the people who hire that person can't get rid of him and get the job done, then you get rid of those supervisors and bring in someone who will.
Well, that's another one that's kind of a pet peeve of mine, is the blueprint for public safety. Okay, it's been 2 years since the city of Redding and Shasta County was sold on this blueprint of public safety. In 2 years, we haven't done a single thing except spend money when we already had a private citizen group under April French that went and did the work for free. Her group, it was solid data, it was solid solutions, it was solid ideas. And the city and county both basically wiped their butt with it and threw it away. And it was done for free, and it was good work.
Yeah, but they're working on it.
Yeah, they're working on it.
That seems to be the mantra. We're working on it. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that blueprint is a nice wish list. But again, how much of it can you accomplish, and how much of it do you have the money to accomplish? I've said this before. The politician asks, what do you want? And the economist asks, what do you want most? And in Shasta County, where we are not flush with funds, just as in my own personal budget, I can't buy everything, what do the people of Shasta County want the most? And some hard decisions have to be made.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the bass fish sculptures up there on the Antlers Bridge, and every time I go by that, I wonder how much did they pay and who got the money for that big picture of bass. You won't be able to see it from the road when they get this thing all put up, only from the river. And it just makes you wonder. I mean, the money that's just being wasted on stupid crap like that, and then they can't get any of the money towards something that's really important.
Yeah. How much of that bass sculpture money could have gone towards fixing the bridge in Fall River?
I'm still kind of doing a little homework on this, trying to figure out how much did they spend on this stupid painting of bass on the side of this bridge.
Well, many years ago, how much money did they spend on lights on the bridges going across the Sacramento River?
Well, look at the sculptures. I wonder, you know,
$60,000 or something for those sculptures?
We're going to have to do some reporting, because I want to know who not only did the sculptures, but how did they get paid, and are they related to anybody on the Board of Supervisors, or, who did
that? That would never happen. Yeah.
Well, they are beautiful, but was that the best expenditure of money for the people of the city?
And the palm trees. We've got to get the palm trees in there.
Oh, on Hilltop.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a debacle.
Yeah.
Or what? And like what? So we move up from Southern California and want to bring the palm trees with us or something?
That was so important to spend. I mean, it was something like 60, 80,000 a tree or something. I mean, some ridiculous amount.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be so negative, and maybe we should address some of the things that they've done right and done good by the community.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And go.
Go. You're first up.
Let's go to a break. Let's go to a break.
With that, we'll go to a break. We do have a caller on the line, so stay with us. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Tears, they will be falling like rain. Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, food fans. Alton Brown here. If you saw my first live tour show, you may recall the magnificent Jet Cream, the Mighty Mega Bake Oven, or a gaggle of belching sock puppets. Now we're cooking up my next course, Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, with new songs, new potentially dangerous demonstrations, and newer, belchier puppets. Alton Brown Live Eat Your Science, fun for the whole family.
Sunday, May 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Buy your tickets now. ReadingCivic.com, 229-0022, or at the Civic Box Office.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure rang true. Seems it never rained in Southern California.
Bread, I'm out of self-respect. Interesting song. Yeah, in the middle of a drought.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's it.
You know, we were talking over the break here, and I got a couple headlines, and then we'll go to the callers. And just to prime this up, prime the pump, and we got, I think, Dick and
Frank.
Frank on the line. But, you know, we got, here's the headline from Bloomberg. Venezuela readies biggest military exercise in history. And it says, Venezuela is preparing the biggest military exercise in history this Saturday after the South American country's government said it's on high alert as the opposition pushes for a recall referendum on President Nicolas Maduro. So let's see.
Opposition would be the citizens starving in the street?
Yeah, those guys.
Okay, those guys.
Okay, and then we had another headline here. This was sent in from Dick. I'm not sure if it's the same Dick that's on the line, but primed to fight the government, a fast-growing U.S. movement armed with guns and the Constitution sees a dire threat to liberty. Washington Post.
Yeah.
Does anybody see any relationship here, or is it just me?
Well, it's starting to happen. People are starting to wake up to what's going on. And, you know, with the reporting that we did out of Oregon and the Malheur occupation and the Shasta Lantern, and, you know, we told everybody we'll make sure to stay on top of it. We have a host of new information that's coming out and about what occurred that we'll soon be releasing and reporting. But some things I won't be able to disclose because of pending litigation and things that are coming. But I can tell you that the FBI and the Oregon State Police absolutely operated illegally in the manner that they conducted the road stop. They acted illegally conducting the road stop, and the orders to conduct that road stop came directly from Valerie Jarrett right out of the White House.
Wow.
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 Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Yeah. And with that, we'll go to the phone lines on line one. We got Frank Rose. Got a comment?
Yes.
What can we do for you,
right,
sir?
As I called in, you guys went on break, so right away I said, "Oh my God, I got Shades of Hell." They shut the meetings down and said, "Well, right now you can't talk. You have to wait a while, and if you wait long enough, maybe you'll leave."
No. Yeah. No, that's the other guy's
fault. I just happened to call in at the wrong time when I went on being put on hold. So now that I'm off a hold and I feel like I'm part of the community again, the young lady, I spoke with her that's running for office now. I think if it was possible that also whether there was another incumbent or a new person that thought exactly like her would get together and run as a tandem in a fashion. I know they're from different districts, because every time you have voting, it's always one person for something and three or four against, and you never get anything done. So what I'm saying is, if there was another individual that could run tandem with her to get on that board to get a little bit of help and leverage,
you're right.
Wait off the air. And,
all right,
and
thanks, Rose.
You're right,
Frank.
Yeah, you're right, Frank. That is exactly what needs to happen. But again, there it is, the responsibility of the people. You get the government that you deserve. You get the government you vote for. And if you continue to vote for people who are not representing you, then nothing's going to change.
Well, I think as soon as the whole pension plan blows up, then that district is going to be up for grabs, because that's Big Modi's whole deal, is the Police Officers Association and all the pensions and all the padding that's been going on over there.
And yeah. I hate to bring this up, but money plays a big part of this. If I am running a campaign with $4,000 and I am up against someone with $58,000, I am at a definite disadvantage.
And where's that money coming from?
Well, $40,000 the candidate loaned herself for her campaign. The other $18,000 came from corporations, businesses, obviously people who have more money than my campaign
supporters do. And does some of this come from outside the county?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
But that could very well be true. It's not illegal. But take a good look at who is supporting and with how much money, and take a look at how important your needs are going to be compared to those.
We might need to do a show on the funding of all these guys and then nail down, if we can, where everything's coming from. That'd be good. Anyway.
And then we have, is that you, Mr. Wilkinson?
Speaking.
You got a question or comment this morning for us?
Yeah, first of all, I could say that article from Oregon that Mark mentioned that came from this stick right here.
Yeah, I figured that's who it was.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about building permits. This is some history. Back in the early 70s, we built a two-story, 3,100-square-foot house on 5 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains. We didn't have money to build it all at once, so we built it in three separate editions. And each time, my wife took the plans into the planning department, and in 2 days or so, they called her up. She picked them up, and had a couple red marks, the corrections they wanted. And the fee was $100 each time, $100. And they came out and did the foundation inspections, the framing inspection, the rough plumbing, rough electrical, sheetrock inspection, all the inspections, and they didn't charge anything, just $100. And I don't know how it is now, but, you know, they keep saying we need to have affordable housing. I don't think there's such a thing anymore as affordable housing. When we got done with that, when we got done building that house, we had a mortgage of $30,000 and a beautiful home on 5 acres. And I don't think it costs more than $30 in this county even get a
yep,
building permit.
It sure does.
And how could they do it back then for $100? But it takes thousands of dollars now to get a permit in this county. I don't understand that. Anyway, that's what I had to say.
All right, thanks for calling in.
They say that we need affordable housing. Let's ask the question: who made it unaffordable in the first place?
Okay, I'm out. I'm out.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
Dick.
Dick.
I just. You know, you know, I'm just looking at articles here on my Facebook, so I just can't. Some of the stuff is just unbelievable. But I posted that article for the Oregon thing on my Facebook, so if you guys want to go read it, it's there. And I'll post the Venezuelan one from Bloomberg if I can get it to queue up. But anyway.
But he had a good point. I mean, Shasta County's building permit fees are out of this world. It was costing more for a permit than for the actual material to build the house.
Hey,
we're in Shasta County.
We're an example of that. When we went to do the coffee shop up there in Shasta Lake City, we had the lot, we had the money, we had the funding, we had everything. We went to go get the permits, and the permits were more than it was going to cost to do the building.
And I've heard that before.
Yeah, and it's an ongoing problem.
It stopped us from doing it. Yeah. I mean, it killed the project on the spot.
Yeah, one man had that problem, and so he just packed up his idea and took it to Tehama County, and he was in business within 4 months.
There you go.
Yeah. So they're
out of control down there. There's no question about it. It's become, you know, the bribe. You know, who do we bribe basically in order to get a business into? And it's getting to the point where it's not worth it anymore.
No, it's not.
Because
what happened to Anselmo?
Well, there you have it. Oh, he was just some radical old guy that,
who was $80,000 a year in taxes or something. You know, we don't need that.
Yeah, we don't want to cater to that guy. We got to have a pissing contest with him to make sure that, you know, he knows who the boss is.
Yeah, we wanted him to pay more money.
Well, what would we want with that guy? He wanted his own chapel, psycho.
Oh, well, can't trust anybody who's religious.
Yeah, want their own church?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what about Bethel?
Hmm.
That's different.
I'm not sure what's going on there.
That's different.
Okay.
Let's see.
Why did they go pray to the great turtle first?
let's go ahead and play the first part of this Greg Hunter thing. I just want to hear the first part of it. We don't have to go 5 or 6 minutes. I'll tell you when to stop, Bob, and that'll cue us up for the last 10 minutes, and then we'll go out. So go ahead and start it up here. I just want to get the first part
of it. I am Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up, the WNW 238 for May 20th, 2016. Saudi Arabia is in deep financial trouble, and that means the U.S. could also be in financial trouble. Let's connect the dots, shall we? Now, we just had the U.S. Senate vote unanimously to allow the victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia if they have a hand in the 9/11 attack that killed 3,000 people. You know they do. They're also going to release the 28-page secret report that's not going to be secret anymore. Now, the president has threatened to veto the legislation, but it was unanimous in the Senate. There is no way in the House they're not going to vote to push this through. And both houses surely have the votes to override a veto. It's just the politically correct thing to do in an election year. No way that Obama can veto this, and the veto is not overridden, so you know it's going to happen. Now, Saudi Arabia has threatened to sell all kinds of U.S. assets, including treasury bonds, as some sort of reprisal, some sort of punishment in the event that they allow U.S. citizens to sue over 9/11. Well, a lot of people say that, they'll never do that. It'll hurt them more than us. But I'm not so sure about that. Maybe they need to sell because they need to raise some money. Now, this is going on amid a backdrop of reports coming out of Saudi Arabia in the last few months and this past week, of big layoffs in the last few months. Also, in the last weeks or two, last few weeks, they're paying people with IOUs. Well, no wonder Moody's downgraded Saudi Arabian debt this past week. Whoa, you mean Saudi Arabian debt was downgraded by Moody's? I mean, they're more of a credit risk? Yeah, that's right. They're more of a credit risk. And here it comes out in USA Today that, secrets out, Saudis own $117 billion stake in U.S. and U.S. debt. They also have other assets as well. Well, if you need money and you're paying people with IOUs, boy, wouldn't you try to sell that $117 billion in treasury bonds first, right away? And remember, I've been telling you how bad the global economy, it's not just Saudi Arabia having trouble. All the countries on the planet are having trouble. And what happens if people start seeing Saudi Arabia sell, and then other people say, well, maybe I should sell too? Well, that's already happening. You know, this is from CNN. This is that U.S. debt dump deepens in 2016. That's the headline from CNN. And let me just read a little bit on for you. Central banks are dumping America's debt at record pace. China, Russia, Brazil sold off U.S. Treasury bonds as they tried to soften the blow to the global economic slowdown. They're selling U.S. debt. What happens if everybody sells U.S. debt? You know, China, Japan, Brazil, everybody, Ireland. There's many countries have U.S. debt. What happens if they all sell it? John Williams of ShadowStats.com has said many times there is at least $16 trillion U.S. dollar, liquid U.S. dollar assets held outside of the country. What would happen if the Fed and the Treasury had to get together and basically cash that out? People wanted their money now. Hey, we need our cash now. We can't spend the bonds, so we need the cash. We need to cash that out. You think they can? I mean, Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, was talking a few weeks ago about how Saudi was threatening to sell $750 billion worth of assets, some of which are treasuries. And he said, oh, that'd be a global calamity or something to that effect. It would cause a global, you know, meltdown. Well, what do you think selling, you know, $5 or $6 trillion worth of treasury? Not all of them, just $5 or $6 trillion out of the $16 trillion held outside of the country. What would happen if the U.S. had to put a halt to that, a moratorium on cashing that out because they didn't want to hyperinflate the currency? Woo, two bad choices. That's where we are, folks. Bad choices. Fraud to prop up everything. Forex, LIBOR, suppress gold and silver prices, prop up the stock, but fraud everywhere, and bad choices. The Federal Reserve is threatening to, raise interest rates again. Here we are again. Fed may be wedded to a June rate hike. You know, you have Jeffrey Lacker and William Dudley spoofing us again on, June's a live meeting, as they say. Listen. If they raise interest rates, then they'll intentionally want to crash the economy. I can't imagine Janet Yellen, Fed head Janet Yellen, who's a big Democrat, that would want less than 6 months before a major presidential election where the presumptive nominee, Hillary Clinton, is in big trouble, that she would be wanting to raise rates. After all, Hillary's going to be running on Obama's record, which ain't so hot. And in September, then people say, well, maybe September. So 5 or 6 weeks before a presidential election, she'll raise. No. No. Not unless they intentionally want to crash the economy. Not unless the dollar starts tail spinning so bad they have to raise rates to slow its fall. Either way, if they raise rates, it's going to be a disaster for the economy. And if they hold things the way they are, you know, we get more inflation. Just the way it is. You know, the global economy is so bad that it's causing problems around the world. Is it so bad? Well, here's another sign that the finances around the world are causing war tensions. So did you hear how the U.S. just laid more than 500% tariff on Chinese dumping their steel in America? More than 500% tariff on rolled steel coming out of China. You know, China wants to keep their workers going. They're subsidized steel industry. They're exporting unemployment. They're causing consternation and defaults and layoffs at other steel manufacturers around the world, including here in the U.S. And so, you know, the steelmakers here go to their politicians and they put a 500% tariff on Chinese steel because they're selling it at below the cost of producing it. And it's causing all kinds of layoffs and bankruptcies around the world. It's said that the Chinese steel industry can make more steel than all the producers around the world combined. Whew, that's unbelievable. Of course, China's pissed. And then we have that South China Sea, little battle going on where they made all these man-made islands, and they say it's their territory, and the U.S. says we want to keep these shipping lanes open, and, you know, you have Chinese fighters scrambling and, flying around U.S. ships and surveillance aircraft, and yet then we have this past week China once again saying, we'll go to war, we'll take military action if we're provoked. Not peace talks, folks. Not peaceful, folks. Meanwhile, in Europe, the Guardian UK reports this headline. Ready for it? West and Russia on course for war, says ex-NATO deputy commander. Now, this out in a new book, this war scenario laid out in a new book by former British General Alexander Richard, and let me get it right, Shirik. He is a deputy NATO commander coming out saying, hey, we should be getting ready for war. We're not getting ready for war. We should be. Now, this could be averted if we're really ready for war. We're talking about Eastern Europe and Russia. Oh, boy. And then just move into the Middle East where they have this so-called, ceasefire in Syria. Not. And they have some peace talks going on in Geneva headed up by the U.S. in part by John Kerry. Well, that's not going to do well. That's John Kerry involved. And then if you move over into Iraq, you have ISIS. They say they've taken 40% of their territory, and other people say no. No. And they're having all these car bombs, go off in Iraq, and they're killing 70, 80, 90, 100 people at a time. They're trying to destabilize the government. War is not good for the economy. War is bad for the economy. After war, the rebuilding, great for the economy, but war is not good for your economy. Not good at all. I'll tell you, not good for Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. She just can't put him away. I mean, think about this.
Okay, we're not going to go into Hillary, but we want to thank Janet for coming on
yes,
the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. It's been very enlightening and a lot of good information getting out there on the table and what the difference between you and the people you're running against.
And don't forget, vote on June 7th if you haven't voted already.
Yeah, I'm taking my ballot straight in. I'm not going to put it in the mailbox. I don't trust these guys anymore. I'm either going to take it right to the booths, or I'm going to put it in the voting box right outside because I don't trust the vote by mail anymore.
Which is a sad commentary on our system.
I agree with that one. It is what it is.
It's
getting real out there, folks. It really is, and we need to get involved. We need to get engaged. You can't bury your head in the sand anymore. At least not for much longer because it's getting worse, and we have to pay attention and get ready for what's happening out there in the marketplace and in the political arena. So. With that, I want to thank everybody here today, and I think we got, 30 seconds left, Bob?
That's about it.
All right, that's it. So I have to say what I always say every week. And so remember, you were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principle above parties and liberty above security.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
TownHall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Secretary of State John Kerry says the death of the Afghan Taliban leader in a drone strike, quote, sends a clear message to the world that we will continue to stand with our Afghan partners. A senior commander of the Afghan Taliban, as well as Afghanistan's Intelligence Committee, confirms the extremist group leader Mullah Mansour was killed across the border in Pakistan by a U.S. drone. President Obama is on his week-long trip to Asia. He's in Vietnam.
What we want to demonstrate with this visit is a significant upgrade in the relationship between the United States and Vietnam as partners on many issues, even as we have areas of difference that will continue to be the case.
That's Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. A massive frozen foods recall involves millions of packages of fruits and vegetables that were shipped to all 50 states.